Can you hypnotize somebody and uncover these landmines inside of them? Can you find out, like, for example, just, you know, going back to, you know, anything that was racist or anti-Semitic or anything, can you hypnotize people out of feelings like that?
Oh, most definitely. They're just patterns that have entrenched themselves in the subconscious mind. And, you know, we all lose our rationality to a significant degree when we're angry. So in a hypnotic state, these things can be significantly settled down and balanced out. So hypnosis is very, very good for anger management, most definitely.
How would one go about that? What's the method that one would use?
Look, what I, in my type of hypnosis, I induce a trance, get a person down into a deep, deep level of trance, and then they don't speak. I basically ask the subconscious mind questions. And we use what we call finger signals or ideomotor signals for responses. Like if I ask the subconscious mind a question, I'll ask for one tap for yes and two for no. And the finger will flicker faster than we could do it in a conscious state, and that's when you know you're online, if you will, with the subconscious. It doesn't know. If it's formed a pattern, it's formed a pattern like a computer, and it doesn't know that it shouldn't be doing that. It's just reacting automatically. Now, once it gets told that that's a worthless pattern or that it doesn't need to do that, it will basically erase the pattern and put a clearer program in, and the anger will dissolve very quickly.
Have you ever done that with somebody? I'd be curious, like, whether working with, I wonder if there's somebody from the Ku Klux Klan or something like that could ever be given a post-hypnotic suggestion that would make them, would actually change their heart. Now, I mean, as we perceive of heart.
Absolutely, definitely, 100%. I've worked with a lot of anger in my career over the last 20 years. Look, I've got a CD called Enhance Your Calm that has a massive effect on alleviating anger. But the other thing is that if you're in a situation where you're continually being confronted by a particular issue, it's very hard to shift a pattern, if you understand what I mean. Like, for example, if you were in a job and you didn't like your boss and your boss made you angry and every time you went near that person you felt angry, you're going to feel angry because that's the pattern, but it would be easy to take that person and change the understanding at a deeper level in the subconscious about their reactionary pattern to the boss that made them angry, and the anger would stop. It might turn into sadness or confusion, or you could make the suggestion that it would simply go over the top of their head so that the reaction isn't there.
I can see that. And then, in getting them to isolate that pattern with inside themselves, are they aware of, knowing again, going back to our conversation about our consciousness, about our conscious, would that person be aware that they had changed?
They would be aware afterwards, and as much as they would think to themselves, gee, I reacted to that differently than what I normally do. When I'm putting someone into a treatment like that or using a treatment like that, it requires a great depth of trance. So often the person will come out of the trance and have no recollection at all that you were even speaking to their subconscious mind, and they just begin to feel and to react differently.
Interesting.
So this is not about having someone in a chair with their eyes closed in a light state of hypnosis and questioning them and getting them to try and understand the pattern with the conscious mind, because all that's going to happen then, Ian, is it will entrench itself more. We need to shift these patterns. We need to go much deeper than our conscious reasoning, because the conscious doesn't really have the ability to make the shift, you know. So it's really like switching off the computer, putting a new program in and turning it back on.